He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday, April 29th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. You know, I've made some pretty bold claims here recently. You can look at my record on Seeking Alpha. I said the equity markets put in a bottom on March 23rd of this year. Bottom deniers would have to predict the Dow going back below 18,200. You really think that's going to happen? The market's now up, what, 30% from the bottom it put in 5 weeks ago? A new bull market is now underway. And furthermore, I see, the market is telling us that there's going to be a V-shaped recovery in the economy. All of these very, very bold claims and gutsy claims on my part, but they've been right, okay? Look at the futures today. The Dow futures up 465 points. Are you still a bottom denier? Well, you know what? That's up to you. I just observe what I see in the markets, report back to you, and I act accordingly to what I see. The S&P futures up 49, NASDAQ futures up 145 points. Big earnings report from Google. We've also got good news on Gilead's drug, Remdesivir, the one that the World Health Organization said didn't work. Wrong again. Russell 2000 futures up 2.5%. Crude oil up 20% this morning. What is going on? What in the name of the Permian Basin is going on here today? Gold down $5.10. Doesn't like all the good news, I guess. And the 10-year is at 0.61. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, chief investment officer. So I do have some letters after my name, CEO, CIO. Barry's always given me a hard time because he's a CFA and a CFP and a number of other things. But, hey, I've got some titles after my name, too. I'm the guy who's made some pretty darn good gutsy claims and calls on the market. I think the Seeking Alpha followers, the Seeking Alpha readers, I had 40,000 readers of one of my articles. Boy, the comments I got were nasty, just downright nasty. Well, I said that the market put in a bottom. That was on March 19th when Boeing hit 100 and the backstop, the Boeing backstop, I called it. I said, that's going to create a bottom for the market. Well, the market bottomed on March 23rd when the Dow hit 18,200. If you're a bottom denier, you have to be predicting that the market will go back and drop below 18,200. Now, who's the contrarian, okay? I was the contrarian back then. You'd have to really be a contrarian now to think that the Dow is going to go below 18,000. It's currently at 24,500. It's up almost 33, 35% from the bottom it put in 2 weeks ago. I also said that a new bull market is being born several weeks ago. Well, that bull market has been delivered. It's a boy. It's a man child. Oh, I don't know about that, if it's a man or what, but it's rocking and rolling. And furthermore, the NASDAQ and the S&P and the Dow, if you look at that bottom and the recovery since then, what consonant does that form? What consonant does that form on the Wheel of Fortune? It forms a V. The market is one of the 10 leading indicators. Oh, they've they've come up with an index of leading indicators, new home sales, the CPI, things like this. But the market is one of the best leading indicators of the economy that I have found over the years. If the market made a V-shaped recovery starting on March 23rd, what is that projecting for the economy? I think the two most important things that I've learned over the years, 23 years as a professional money manager and analyst on the market, is A, markets, indexes, and stocks follow earnings expectations. Okay, in February, well, let's go back first to 2009 when earnings expectations started to turn up, and that was the end of that bear market, 2008-2009. Earnings and earnings expectations rose every year for 12 straight years, and the market followed right along. Just keep it simple. You really don't have to make it any more complicated than that. And we were expecting another record year of earnings this year. But what happened? Somewhere along the way, coronavirus showed up on our shores in late January, I want to say, was the first case up in the Seattle area. And then all of a sudden, it started to spread throughout the community. And that's when earnings expectations for the S&P 500 started to drop. Okay. And the market followed right along. And the analysts really grappled, you know, for several weeks trying to come up with what kind of a hit will this S&P 500, will the earnings for the S&P 500 take here in 2020, and will it carry out into 2021? So lesson number one is markets, indexes, individual stocks follow earnings and earnings expectations, okay? Lesson number two, and I think this is the biggest one. I don't want to sound preachy here. I'm just giving my observations like a fishing guide who's fished these waters for 23 years. Man, would I love to pick someone's brain that's fished these local waters where I'm at for the last 23 years. He could show me stuff that I didn't even knew I didn't know about. But lesson number two is most individual investors look at yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And so when things look gloomy like they did in middle of March, late March, they forget that the market is looking ahead 6 months down the road. Okay? You've got to get outside of your, you know, box. And the current news and all of the bad news out there, which will taint your decisions and your decision-making process, and will really feed on your emotions, okay? Your emotions are all the news is bad. Therefore, why do I want to be in the market? While the market has already priced in all of that bad news because the market was 3 months ahead of you as an individual investor. Again, I don't want to sound preachy here, but this is my observation over the years. And now you're saying, well, how could the market go up 35% when GDP just dropped this past quarter? What was it, 4.8%, I think, 4.8%? Because the market is already priced in this quarter, and it's priced in the next quarter. It's looking now to Q4, and even more than that, it's looking ahead to 2021 and where those earnings estimates are. And those earnings estimates are currently much higher than what we're going to make here in 2020. And that's why the market, which is forward-looking, is way ahead of most individual investors who are very short-sighted in their view of the market. It's as simple as that. Well, we had a pretty good day going on in the market yesterday. Then consumer confidence numbers came out. Well, that should come as no surprise that the consumer's not feeling real confident these days, although they should. By watching what the market is doing, because the market is predicting that as this economy begins to open back up. Now, I know there's a lot of people that don't want to hear this. They don't want to hear that the economy, in fact, there's those with an agenda to keep the economy closed for as long as they can. And there's those that want to open it up too soon, and everybody's got an angle here. But the economy is going to open back up. And there is going to be a very strong recovery in the economy as it opens back up. If you don't believe me, ask the NASDAQ. Ask the S&P 500. Ask the Dow. They've made V-shaped recoveries, indicating that the economy is going to make a V-shaped recovery. Well, you can either turn off your radio right now and flip to another channel and find the doom and gloom guy, or you can continue to listen to what else I've got to say about the markets and individual stocks here on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is Bill Gunderson.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com. This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with Dow Futures up 400 right now. I guess to be optimistic and truthful and honest, I guess that's not popular these days. You get really beat up for it. You know, I just remind my team out there that's listens to the show, we're having a huge day here on our accounts, and we haven't even opened the market yet, but when I wrote my article on March 27th that a new bull market was being born, here's just some of my favorite comments. There were 642 comments. I just want my team to know that I really take one, two, three, four, five for the team by getting beat up and battered around. Okay, here's some of my favorite comments on that article. The title of the article was A New Bull Market Is Being Born. Okay. Comment number six, best one. I'm going to go from this title will curse the author for many months. Well, I don't feel cursed right now, but, you know, who knows? Many months have passed now. Maybe we've got a few more to go. Number five, thanks for the misinformation. Well, you're welcome. That's what I try to do. That's my goal in life, is to spread misinformation. Here's a good one. Are you on crack? Recession started in September when BDI was falling and the Fed was bailing out the failing repo markets. Pay attention to the real world, he said. The financial system was broken and the virus just killed it completely. Sorry, no recovery coming. Japan 1989 or worse. That's a good one. Here's a good one. People actually pay you to read stuff like this? Well, I'm still waiting for my check from this reader. Nobody's paid me nobody's paid me that read the article. Oh, I make a little bit from the articles. Minimum wage when you work it all out. Here's the next one. Nonsense. Utter nonsense. Well, thank you. Here's the next one. I wanted to write a long comment, then I thought, you wrote a whole article, so there's no way I can convince you otherwise. So just asking. Really? I love that one. Then here's the two best. Frankly, this is idiotic and dangerous. The Fed did not print a vaccine. This bear is not over by a long shot. And then the final one, which will be written on my tombstone someday. Darwin's natural selection is playing a role among humans. In the financial markets and financial market punditry, rest in peace, Mr. Bill Gunderson. Well, it's Gunderson, but that's okay. And I will rest in peace someday. So there you go. There's what I took. I took it on the chin. You got the scars to show for it. But you know what? Well, we'll just see. It looks to me like the market has definitely entered into a new bull market. Why? It's easy, because earnings expectations for next year are much higher than this year. What is the definition? Really, there's two definitions of a bull market: rising earnings, a rising economy, a growing economy. You're saying, well, it's not growing right now. No, we're going to have two down quarters. That's going to be a very swift kick in the rear recession. Maybe even have a third down quarter. But what about 2021? That's where the market is looking at right now. Okay, well, here's the bad news so far today. And we've got GDP coming in at a contraction of minus 4.8. Minus 3.7 was the consensus. This is the biggest economic decline since 2008, and it's the first quarterly contraction in 6 years. Okay, well, I think it was expected. The Fed is going to make their announcement today. That kind of gets lost in all of this. Who cares? We know what the Fed's going to do. Nothing. No change seen in Fed policy stance to help bridge the downturn. No, I mean, the Fed went all in. Like, you know, when they saw this coming along, they went all in. Trump says state aid should be coronavirus related. I agree with that wholeheartedly. I don't think the federal government and the taxpayers should be bailing out city and state pension funds, which have been underfunded and mismanaged for years. Instead, the Fed is telling the municipalities to seek funding from the banks. You know, just like the stock market, just like individual companies. An individual company can float a bond offering. Paul Carlson knows all about that. We're looking at bond offerings all the time to try to get a nice yield from a best stock now. It's very difficult to find them, but we've found 10 that we continue to own. Well, a city can go out and raise money through the municipal bond markets. The president is to order meat plants to remain open. I don't know about you. I walked by the meat section of one of our local grocers. It was wiped out the other day. Well, Trump's going to invoke the Defense Production Act for meat processing manufacturers to stay open. And the unions are going to fight it. Okay, the unions don't want to reopen those plants. And they don't want to reopen a lot of different industries across America. The big news this morning that really lit a fire under the markets, Gilead's remdesivir. That'll be on a spelling bee somewhere down the road. Remdesivir. Gilead announces positive results from an open-label Phase 3 clinical trial evaluating 5 and 10-day courses of antiviral remdesivir in severely ill hospitalized COVID-19 patients. Very good results. And, of course, this is the one that was being reported by Reuters not too long ago, and they were quoting the World Health Organization, who's been about as wrong as the bears in the markets and the gloom and doomsayers out there. They said that the drug flopped. Okay, well, that was a test done, a trial done in China where they couldn't even find enough people that had COVID to do a really full test. But apparently results of this latest test are looking very positive for remdesivir. Vaccines. Normally, I listened to the CEO of Sanofi. He said normally it takes 10 to 12 years to develop a vaccine, if you even come up with one. Well, Pfizer is saying that they may have a candidate ready by fall of this year. You know, here's the deal. You've got all the resources of all of these drug companies on one virus. Look at all of the brain power, money, technology that is being thrown at this right now. Pfizer is getting ready to make hundreds of millions of doses of its COVID-19. In the meantime, Inovio Pharmaceuticals, they're racing. They're getting encouraging vaccine data. And also you have Moderna and you have Johnson & Johnson. Okay, here's your vaccine, or here's your COVID-19 stock of the day before we take a quick break here. Crex, C-R-E-X, they have an alternative, let's see, what's the word for that? No, I'll come back. When I get it straight, I'll talk about it when we come back. But it's a kiosk that takes your temperature before you enter into a building. Oh, we'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson, CEO and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. During my career in the industry, I've talked with thousands of investors. Everyone has their own unique level of risk, tolerance, and objectives for their investments. On the one hand, they all know that they need either income or growth, but they have no specific plan to achieve it. That is why we have developed 4 different custom portfolios that address these issues. Having all your money in cash may be a good sleep at night solution, but you're losing out to the inflation termites daily. The next step up on the risk ladder would be holding an individual bond portfolio. The next rung up from that would be our dividend and growth portfolio. This portfolio is made up of high-quality stocks that pay a dividend or are still growing their earnings. From there, we have our Premier and Ultra Growth portfolios. These are custom designed and meticulously managed to give you the opportunity for growth during your accumulation years. To talk to us about a custom design, you can call us at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio. Artificial intelligence, that's what I was trying to come up with out of my brain, was some real intelligence. Shares of Creative Realities, CREX, fly on news of an artificial intelligence-enabled no-contact thermal fever inspection kiosk. It's known as the Thermal Mirror Well, you know, we walk through, bomb detectors, gun detectors, getting into stadiums, getting into a college football game. I felt like I was entering into a high security, prison or something. Now we'll be walking through, I guess, into thermal fever inspection kiosk to see whether or not we have a fever or not. They're ready for sales. The cost is between $5,000 to $20,000, making it cost prohibitive to use and scale. But, think about a meat processing plant or an Amazon warehouse distribution center, etc. Simon Property preps the reopening of 49 malls next week. You see how this conversation has changed? And that's why the market is so buoyant. The market has been waiting and looking forward to the day when plans for reopening the economy would start to be put into place. Simon Property, 49 malls. Of course, they're going to limit mall traffic. They're going to limit the amount of people in the stores. But it's a start. Now you've got the unions rising up and workers rising up. You've got May Day just around the corner. Some workers from Amazon, Instacart, Whole Foods, Walmart, Target, FedEx, somebody's organizing this, are scheduled to walk out on work on May 1st due to health and safety concerns amid the pandemic, according to The Intercept. It's unclear how many workers will participate or how disruptive the strike will be, but organized actions by union and non-union frontline workers have picked up over the last 5 weeks. Separately, unions that represent the meat plant workers at Tyson Foods, Pilgrim's Pride, and Sanderson are already making noise about a potential action from the White House on keeping beef, poultry, and pork plants open despite the need for deep cleaning during the COVID-19 breakouts. Well, I know May 1st, the other side is also scheduling protests, those that want the economy to be opened back up. Best Buy prepping for store reopenings. Starbucks pressing, well, not pressing, they are going to reopen stores at a measured pace. McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, Dunkin' Donuts have all said that they will keep dining areas closed in the first phase of opening back up, even in states that have seen restrictions lifted. Now, here's the surprising thing. The most surprising thing that I see today is the earnings coming in. Many large companies, influential companies, many best stocks now have reported earnings here since the close of the market yesterday, and earnings have been quite good. Now, you would think with a total shutdown during the month of March, or April, rather, and most of March, half of March, that these earnings would just be disastrous. But let me give you some samples here. Boeing, earnings beat by 21 cents, revenue in line with estimates. Of course, these companies have already guided lower. But still, I think the earnings that I'm witnessing this morning, and I'll have even better examples than this here in a moment, are quite good. You know, Boeing hit $89 a share. I said when it settled in around 100, that was the bottom. And I made the case with Boeing being a major component of the Dow 30, that if Boeing has put in a bottom, so has the Dow. And furthermore, I looked at other members of the Dow, and I saw a bottoming pattern taking place in all 30 stocks, I want to say, except for maybe a few of the oils. No, even the oil stocks were bottoming. I said, you know what? The Dow has put in a bottom. I said, 20,000 is just not going to stray too far from that. Well, now we're up to almost 24,000. Where are we at? 24,469 right now. Well, GE, I mean, they were a lousy company before COVID. What is it, a $6 stock right now? They miss on Q1 earnings. which should come as no surprise. They're not a member of the Dow anymore. Kicked out for bad behavior a long, long time ago. Probably never to be let back in. I can't ever see GE being a member of the Dow again. They missed by 3 cents they beat on revenue. Now here's another one that's just in deep trouble. Deep, deep, deep. Ford. What were their bonds that they floated the other day? 9%? Gobbled up by yield-hungry people. I wouldn't touch a Ford bond. Ford Motor misses by 17 cents and misses on automotive revenue. Boy, where is that stock these days as their losses are just piling up? $5.36 a share. This is a $21 billion company now, while Tesla is a $140 billion company. Go figure. Now, here's the big one. For me, this was a shock. Google, Alphabet. Google comes in with blowout earnings. Even in this during this pandemic, you know, there's the economy that we personally witness as we drive down the street. The tire stores, the florists, you know, the boutique stores, etc. And there's the economy that we really don't see, which is a major part of the economy that we don't see. You know, it's going across the bandwidth, across the internet lines, across fiber optic cables, etc. Alphabet beats on revenue. Alphabet is up 7.8% or $96 per share. Well, this is the online search, internet content, and web-based advertising company. Very good report from Google, which is a major part of the NASDAQ 100. Starbucks in line. Their earnings and their revenue and their their earnings were in line and they beat on revenue. Okay, you know, Starbucks got down to $50 a share on that March 23rd capitulation day, which I said was the bottom, and it sure appears that way. Starbucks is at 78 now. It's up 56% since the low. 56% since the low, Starbucks, all the way back from $50 per share to $78 per share. Now go figure this one. Brinker beats by 76 cents and beats on revenue. What does Brinker do for a living? They own restaurants. They own 1,665 Chili's and Maggiano's restaurants in 49 countries. Look at that chart. Yesterday, I described a lot of charts that I'm looking at. Yesterday, I looked at 1,000 charts. That downtrend, which ended on March 23rd, turned into a sideways trend, which has been taking place, and now new uptrends are beginning all over the place. You tell me that a new bull market isn't underway. That's the very definition of a bull market. Downtrend over, sideways trend in place, new uptrend beginning. What is the primary trend of the market right now? It's up. That's the second definition of a bull market, is a primary trend facing north. Okay. The second definition in my book is earnings facing north. Okay. Brinker International is breaking out today. It's up 27%. Imagine the short sellers that are fleeing right now for cover. Here's another one that shocks me. Yum Brands. During the pandemic, they missed by 3 cents. They beat on revenue. That stock is in a primary uptrend. It's up 1.1% today. How about Yum China? Of course, China went through their three-month little process that we have now gone through and we're at the tail end of. Yum China beats by 35 cents. They beat on revenue. Now, here's one more that just blows me away. Because they've shut most of their stores. I mean, just take out Dine Brands. Well, that's Applebee's, and IHOP. That stock breaking out of a sideways trend, forming a new uptrend. That's the very definition of a new bull market. Bull, you say? Ha ha! Well, just look at the charts. It's hard to argue with the market. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson, Professional Money Manager and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
This is Bill Gunderson, CEO and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. During my career in the industry, I've talked with thousands of investors. Everyone has their own unique level of risk, tolerance, and objectives for their investments. On the one hand, they all know that they need either income or growth, but they have no specific plan to achieve it. That is why we have developed four different custom portfolios that address these issues. Having all your money in cash may be a good sleep at night solution, but you're losing out to the inflation termites daily. The next step up on the risk ladder would be holding an individual bond portfolio. The next rung up from that would be our dividend and growth portfolio. This portfolio is made up of high-quality stocks that pay a dividend or still growing their earnings. From there, we have our premier and ultra-growth portfolios. These are custom-designed and meticulously managed to give you the opportunity for growth during your accumulation years. To talk to us about a custom design, you can call us at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we traditionally spend the last quarter looking at some best stocks now. And I have several here in the news today, mostly good. One earnings report was just so-so on one of our holdings. But two, I want to point out here, number one, let's talk about MasterCard just for a minute, which reported earnings here this morning. That's a beautiful chart. That really is a beautiful chart on MasterCard. That's one of our largest holdings because it crosses over into from our premier growth portfolio because it's been one of the greatest large cap growth stocks over the last 10 years in the entire market, and it still is one. Number two, it also pays a dividend. Not a big one, but I can certainly see that dividend going up over time. So that's that rare combination that I like of a dividend yield and fast-growing earnings. MasterCard came in, and let's see, I think they beat by a little bit. MasterCard beats by 10 cents. They beat on revenue. The stock is up a whopping 7.2% today, or 19 points. And you want to see a beautiful example of what I mean by a new uptrend just forming? Well, you can see the downtrend from mid-February to late March, which cut the stock from 347 per share down to 200. And then you can see that capitulation bottom. And then that sideways trend starting to form. It bounced around a little bit, but overall, it was a sideways trend. No longer was the stock in a downtrend. It turned into a sideways trend. That is the precursor to hopefully a phase two, which is a new uptrend, and that's what we're seeing right now. MasterCard, is because it's in both of those portfolios, it's one of our very largest holdings here, and it's breaking out today, and it would appear that a new bull market is underway. After the stock's bull market ended in late February at $347 per share, it turned the corner. On a chart, it went into a 3 pattern, which is rolling over, okay, topping out and rolling over. That's the one you want to be on the lookout for as your sell point in a stock. And I'm not talking from a day trading point of view, from a trend point of view. And then the stock went down, down, downtrend, downtrend, downtrend for several weeks. And I sold it near the beginning, not too far into that downtrend, okay? And then it started to go sideways, which is a good sign. That's consolidation, which it's been in a consolidation sideways pattern now for about 8 weeks, and it is breaking out today. But the chart leading up to today's breakout really looked good to me. And anybody who didn't own the stock who's come on board here recently, either on my subscription service or on my money management service, I made sure that they owned MasterCard before today, and it's having a very good day, up 7.5%. And you can look at my five-year target on the app to see where it's at. And the chart shows a new bull market underway. Okay, the other one I want to mention is one that I own in the ultra-growth portfolios. And the name of that stock is Paycom, P-A-Y-C. Almost the same exact chart as MasterCard, only better. Okay. Paycom was flying high at 342 back in February, and then all of a sudden it started bouncing around, and like the rest of the stocks, eventually ended up in a downtrend, which I sold as it started to roll over. It crossed my line in the sand, which I've talked about many times. On every holding, I have a line in the sand. You don't want to be sitting holding the bag when a stock's down 50, 60, 70, 80%. You want to have some kind of a line in the sand. For each person, that's different. Mine are generally technical levels, support levels. Maybe a 50-day moving average. Maybe a 200-day moving average. It's different for every stock. There's not one rule that I can give you. I don't buy into the 8%, 9% rule that William O'Neill and CanSlim preach. That has not, I've tried that in the past, not good. You're going to lose most of your stocks under that rule. Anyways, the stock finally started to go sideways after that capitulation there, and in April started building, actually in late March, mid-March, started building a sideways trend, which it's been in. And today it is busting out of that sideways trend. We call that a fresh new breakout. Hopefully that's the beginning of a big number two trend, which is an uptrend. And what do I look for my guidance there? Earnings expectations. The company is looking for 15% growth this year despite COVID. And then back to 24% growth in earnings next year. It's a cloud-based human capital software company, $15 billion in market capitalization, been growing their earnings over the last 5 years by 72% per year. So those are my two featured stocks of the day. One, a large-cap dividend payer, MA, MasterCard. The other one, an ultra-growth mid-cap stock, Paycom, P-A-Y-C. Well, if you want to put Gunderson to work for you, I mean, how many guys out there have made the market calls that I have made over the last couple of months here? Putting my neck on the line, taking hits left and right from those people that think I'm nuts. I'm on crack. That's a good one. Bill's on crack. He must be on crack. Anyways, we manage money. That's our number one thing that we do here. But I realize that there's a lot of do-it-yourselfers, that DIYers that listen to my show, and I provide you with the app, or you can upgrade to the live trading. Every time I buy or sell something, I let you know via an email or a push notification. And the weekly newsletter has just been killing it. You can get that. You can sample it for 2 weeks by going to GundersonCapital.com. All right. We'd love to hear from you. Barry and Paul manning the phones right now. Talk to them. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.